all of a sudden, the monkey jumps on him.
Guys, the monkeys are attacking!
Animals attack.
It looked like a cartoon. There were thousands of roaches.
With Brad and John.
The first thing the bear did was come straight at me and took a left-hand swing. It turned around, and it was snorting blood, and looked at me, and I thought, oh, no, here it comes.
Animals attack. These are real animal attack stories. We do not embellish the facts of these stories in any way.
However,
we may engage in reckless speculation. Our animal this morning is... That's right. It's chickens attack. And since you are a chicken owner... You can weigh in on this.
We got 11 in the coop.
I love this story here because I didn't know the chickens had it in them. The story comes to us from France. It involves a fox who was out looking for a little lunch, a little meal. And he comes upon, comes into a coop that's got 3,000 hens inside.
He doesn't stand a chance.
He's thinking, man, I'm gonna eat whatever I want to eat here today.
Just the best parts.
This is going to be great.
Only the legs.
I may live here from
legs
now
and
on.
Breasts.
3,000 hens, and they're all mine. That's what he thought until the chickens, responded and pecked him to death. Says the farmer, there was a herd instinct, and they attacked him with their beaks. Apparently, the fox went through the automatic hatch door, which then closed immediately on him.
He had no way out. He was trapped.
He got in, then he couldn't get out.
And the smell probably killed him, too.
He had blows to his neck.
Stepping through feces.
Blows from beaks.
He's like, kill me right now.
The farm actually has 6,000 free-range chickens who are kept in this 5-acre site, but they get 3,000. How do you get 3,000 of these things in the house at night? How do they do that?
I don't think they go outside. They must have some kind of door. Okay, yeah.
It says
they
most,
all come home to roost, man. You don't have to teach them anything. They're born with it.
Most of the hens spend the daytime outside. Yeah. So it's just instinct that once the sun sets, they go inside the house.
Yep. You can leave the gate open all night long if you want to, but they're not, you know, they'll go in there to roost every
okay.
night.
So they went in to roost. It's evening time. They go in there, all 3,000 to 6,000 of them are inside the house there. And then all of a sudden the fox says,
Fourth meal, late night.
Yes. Meal time for me. And I just hit the jackpot. I get my pick of all these chickens. And so he goes in there and they team up on him. The farmer says they can be quite tenacious when they are in a pack. Have you ever seen your chickens get aggressive?
Yeah, yeah. When you introduce new birds into the flock and they kind of establish a pecking order, yeah, it gets a little hairy.
But what do they do?
Well, they start pecking and scratching and kicking at each other. Oh, yeah.
So they peck at the new one.
Like right at the nape of the neck.
So they go after the new girl and
they let them know who's boss.
There's an initiation.
This is my pen. This is my coop.
And then does she lay back then?
A little
for
bit
a while?
Sometimes. Some do. It all depends on personality. Sometimes if you get one that's all broody and wants to, and that means they're like, they want to sit on the eggs and they don't want to let you have the eggs, you kind of reach in there and take that egg from them, and they'll get you pretty good.
What about the
idea? It's not like getting, you know, bit by a crab or something.
What would happen, though, if they adopted the prison philosophy? As soon as you put me in I'm a newbie with this group, I'm going to go find the biggest hen, and I'm going to attack her. I'm going to go, would the other ones then back down? Would they be afraid? They'd be like, all right, okay,
you know,
a new queen here.
If you have a rooster, the rooster keeps everybody in line.
He's like the warden.
The girls may fight and stuff like that, but once you bring the rooster in,
the rooster
gives everybody equal treatment.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Well,
and when I say equal treatment, I'm talking about like 10 times a day.
Oh, man.
He just grab him. I saw him the other day. I heard some ruckus, and I looked, and he was sprinting across the yard, full speed, just boom, 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 boom. And I thought, man, he must really want it. Well, he went right after one that he saw all the way across the yard, ran like a football field, tracked this thing down, and got his.
Wow.
I was like, damn. Yeah. That was urgent.
It pays to be in shape.
Yeah.
Okay, so... well, don't mess with the hens is what the fox and the learned in France the other day. And when the rooster wants his, he's going to get his. Yeah. I guess you know that, too.